in that I thought it was a good time. We kind of had a natural break between our series on prayer and our series coming up called All In, to do an update on what's going on with peak follow-up, because a number of you had asked me and some of the peak team members and some of the staff members, how can I be part of what's happening with the follow-up from what we learned from peak? So I think today will help you not only get some information, but also we're making some time for you between first hour and second hour to go into the lobby, meet peak team members, meet search team members, talk with them, interact with them, ask them questions, get to know them and you them a little bit, and any way that you would want to engage with them. So we just wanted to be able to do that this morning. And so the first thing that we're going to do is we're going to welcome up our follow-up team, the people that are following up on peak. And you have a handout for that. So if you're on the peak follow-up team, if you can just come up here and stand right across the front here, just go ahead and get up, start coming down. Peak follow-up team members, just come down here and stand right across the front. I know some are not here today, but many of you are here. So just stand across the front there. I'm not going to read to you each one of these, but you can see Leadership Pipeline is one. I know that Tony was not able to be here today, nor Derek. They're down at the beach living it up with their wives. And I saw that it's Rebecca's 25th birthday today. It's her birthday celebration this weekend, and those two ladies are, I think, triathletes, so they're doing that. So yeah, if you guys could just come right across the front here, that'd be super. And you can see that Tony is serving there and leading that team, and also some other folks joining him in that effort, including Joyce, I think, and Derek Mellaby. Mission Critical Ministries is Marshall Maders right here, and he would love to answer any of your questions about anything after the service in the lobby, anything at all. So he's just getting started on that. Onboarding process you're going to hear more about as Jason and Brianna. I'm going to do a short interview with them in just a couple minutes, and you'll be able to meet them out in the lobby too. Local mission team, Fred and Shelley are leading that initiative, and I'm going to be interviewing both of them too in just a couple of minutes. And then discipleship process, we're still looking for a leader for that, but Jen Yoder and Jerry Keener are serving in that area. And so we're looking for someone to champion that area. And also our All In series that is coming up at the end of this month and going through September will be a bit of a precursor to some of the things that you want to be doing as spiritual disciplines in a spiritual pathway. So it's not taking the place of it, but I think it will help. And some of your questions and the way you responded to Peak inspired doing that series called All In, okay? How Your Church Works, Jerry Keener did a great job with that. And that's available to you. That course is available to you on the website. If you get on the website, there's a membership portal there. You can click on the membership portal and you can watch all four of those videos along with the complimentary PowerPoint comes right up there. So great job in pulling that together. I know that that was a bit at the last minute of pulling together, filming it and putting it together, but it really, they did a great job doing that. Congregational care, Stephanie Good is not leading that area, but she's our researcher. And she's doing a great job researching. She's going to bring a report back to our pastoral team and our staff this month about what's going on there. And then identity and values is something that the Peak team will be working on later this month on August 27th, doing an exercise together, just trying to determine what feels like maybe markers, core values of the Mount Joy Mennonite family. And then worship style challenge is being led by Dale Nisley. Jerry Keener is serving on that team too. And I know we had a new team member, Hillary Horst, just agreed at the end of this week to serve on that team too. So we're glad to have Hillary serving on that team. We'll have a couple other members on that team and they'll research and they'll start meeting once Pastor Jeremy is back on the worship style challenge. So these are the members of your team, and I'm just going to ask just for a short word of prayer for them, and then we're going to go ahead and do the interviews with a couple of the team members this morning. So let's talk to God together in prayer and bless your team members. You can stretch out your hand, whatever you want to do, just to be a blessing to these team members. Lord, we pray for the follow-up team, and we pray for appropriate engagement. We pray for good questions and interaction this morning for people from the congregation. We pray for them for extra time and endurance and strength And Lord, we also pray that you would just give them joy in their work. As they do this work, as they work together, might there be a lot of good synergy in a congregation that sends some of these initiatives just going forward. We pray for a blessing on them in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen. You guys can be seated. Thanks for coming up. And I'm just going to ask for Jason and Brianna, if you'd stay here, and we'll do your interview first. I was going to have you guys sit right behind the table, but we're going to pull these chairs out here. Yeah. And the microphone. So thanks for being willing to do that this morning, guys. I appreciate it. So I think this is kind of blocking your view, isn't it? Is that blocking your view? Yeah. Jason, let's go this way with it. Thanks. Yeah, I looked at those stools when I was sitting down there, and I told Pastor Josh, I'm like, yeah, I think if we put them behind the table, and then I thought, we're going to look like we're in second grade or something. Yeah, so you guys are heading up, and you can grab the microphone there. You guys are heading up this area of onboarding, which makes sense because, you know, you're in charge of community life here as lay leaders, and we appreciate that. And you guys put a lot of work into that, and I've gotten to know you a little bit from serving on a ministry team together, so I appreciate it. But a couple of questions, and of course you didn't precede me with these questions. I just made these up. No, we worked this out. We let them ask their own questions, right? So they know what's coming. So just tell us a little bit about the purpose of onboarding, because maybe people haven't heard that term very much in church life, onboarding. So what does that mean? What's the purpose of that?
Sure. So I'll expand upon that a little bit further.
Go for it.
The purpose of the onboarding process is really kind of just to add a more formal, a more structured plan to what we're already doing. Mm-hmm. And when we were asked, nominated, volunteered, I'm not quite sure which came first, to head up this initiative, I thought, hey, we have probably the easiest one of the list that you read off, because this congregation and this church family has historically been very welcoming, very inviting. We felt that from the first time we visited. Mr. Hershey and Mr. Metter met us at the front door, and we stayed ever since. So really what we're trying to do is just, again, trying to add some formality to that process. With the help of Pastor Josh and Planning Center, there will be a kind of a more structured, as visitors come, fill out connection cards, a more structured follow-up process. We typically reach out to visitors within the first week, but the Planning Center process will help us to have triggers and reminders, follow up week one, follow up week two, follow up and give them a personal invitation to small group, to welcome parties, etc. So, long answer, sorry.
Cool. No, that's good. I think you kind of jumped into number two, but
I did. Yeah,
that's fine. That's good. It's meant to be a conversation. Is there anything else that the process includes that you'd like to talk about that you didn't answer in the first question? Or is there anything else that you're like, hey, I need to get this out there so they understand this?
Yes, sir. Kind of two additional thoughts. Again, with the small group invitation, making sure people have a personal invitation and feel welcome into the small group process. But also doing the welcome party, formerly known as Pizza with the Pastors or Meet with the Pastors. Try and do that more regularly. Right now that's being done kind of on an as-needed basis, but we think if we do that kind of a structured three times a year and then have it be even more than just the pastors, mm-hmm. maybe some ministry team members, some board members, have that be kind of a standard thing that people go to and feel engaged and plugged in. And then, again, in that process, at the one-year mark or wherever that gets set, an invitation to serve and volunteer as well, and then on down the line, an invitation to the membership class as well.
That's great.
You got it all.
Brianna's like, he's doing a really good job.
He's
I coached him really
job.
Well. You coached him well, Brianna. So you mentioned a couple people involved in the process. Is there anybody else involved in the process that you'd like to highlight? Or, you know, you mentioned you guys and some other folks and your greeters and pastors, ministry team members. I think it's great to get as many people involved. I think it's good to have a clear process, but then have a bunch of people involved. It helps new people really feel like this is my home. I have a bunch of touch points with the family.
Absolutely. So we have some names, some ideas of shoulders to tap. So be on the lookout. Your shoulder might get tapped in the near future. But really, we wanted to invite the entire congregation into this process. We serve as on the welcoming team as well, but there's a rotation there. And if you're not in that role every week, it's hard to know who's new and who might have attended mm-hmm. a few times. So we really invite all of you to, if you see somebody new, somebody visiting, somebody that's returned several times, make them feel welcome. You already do that, but maybe also fill out a connection card for them if you don't see them do that. Get them kind of on our radar so that staff and lay leaders can get them plugged into that process.
Yeah. And I know with the connection card, we're trying to follow a little bit more of a process yes. where at the end of the service, we're just trying to be more intentional with you all about filling that out and putting it in the offering and connection card box. Just stick it in there, because we find them at different places filled out, but we'll find them in different places in the building. And probably what's happening is you're getting a cup of coffee, you're hanging out with somebody. So if when you leave and we say that prayer, that final prayer, you can kind of, hey, socialize a little bit, but make sure they get in the box. That would be helpful, right?
Absolutely. I think you'll see that this week. And Pastor Josh did a great job on the connection card refresh, making that a little bit more easier to follow, easier to fill out, a little more space as well. And I saw we have bigger pencils now, so you can write a novel on there. So
pencils that last.
That's right. Right. No more golf pencils.
Yeah, you sharpened the other pencil once and it was gone, you know, fell down in there. Who knows where those pencils go once it falls down in that hole in the back of in the back of them. So just like, how long do you think it'll take for some of these things are already happening, you're already doing them. So, but how long do you think it'll take till that, like, you have most of it like in gear and moving forward?
Yeah, well said. I think a lot of it is in motion. The connection card, I think, is a really good first step to kind of helping that formal process get started. But again, tapping the shoulder of some champions, some lobby hawks. We're still
positive,
working.
Positive hawks.
The people that can really help us keep an eye for new people and welcoming. I don't think I got approval for the lobby hawk title. And then as far as that formal process, Pastor Josh is still working with us on getting the planning center kind of formal process mm-hmm. put together, but I think we've got a good start on it.
Great. Well, thank you guys. Thanks for being willing to be interviewed this morning, and thanks for your great leadership of this area. I think you're exactly right when you said, like, this is a warm congregation, welcoming congregation. So it's just kind of getting some more traction with that warmth and getting new folks attached to the family. So thank you, guys. God bless you. So I'm going to ask for Fred and Shelley to come up next. And Fred and Shelley lead our outreach team initiative, and they're our lay ministers of outreach. So if you guys would come up, we're going to start with Shelley first. And Shelley's going to talk to us just a little bit about the mission team itself being formed and what's going on with that. And these guys have a lot of traction. Here, go ahead and take that thing. They've got a lot of traction in this, and I would say that I've appreciated meeting you, getting to know you a little bit. You've been very hospitable to me, having me into your home a number of times, and I've appreciated that, and the good cookies that you've provided, and coffee, and just getting to know you a bit. I've just enjoyed that, and appreciate you serving the family in this way, the Mount Joy family in this way. So I know that we have a couple slides coming up here, I think that Fred has put together for us, and Shelley, can you tell us just a little bit about kind of this in terms of the development of the mission team? Like, just give us a little bit of update how that's going, what's going on with that.
Okay, yes. So one thing I will say is we're really excited that this is a team effort. As you know, we are in our first 2 years of being part of this family, and we haven't journeyed long with you. So we're trying to build a team, and we're excited about that because it'll bring a group of individuals together where we have a common vision, but we bring in various experiences and giftings. So what Fred and I have been doing so far is we've been just trying to find out what's going on among you in terms of outreach. So what are you involved with? What are you passionate about? And if we've not connected with you, we would appreciate you letting us know, what are you involved with? What kind of outreach or mission are you passionate about? And we really wanted to focus on what you're involved in. And we want to hear your story. So if we've not connected with you, please connect with us. We've also started to talk to individuals about being part of this local mission team. And the teams, we'll talk about the purpose in a moment, but really the team is to facilitate and help you in local mission. So it's not like the team is going to be doing all the local mission, but we're trying to facilitate you in the ministries and the relationships that you've been involved with. So we'd appreciate your prayer as we, as the team forms. And if God is leading you to be a part of the team, please talk to Fred and I, or I.
Cool. Are there any, you hit on a couple of key outcomes and intentions of the team and stuff. Are there any other intentions or outcomes or focus that you feel like you'd like to talk about this morning or make the congregation aware of?
We have what the PEAK team came up on the slide, mm-hmm. The primary outcome of the local team. So it's equip, encourage, mobilize, so that we're all actively engaged in local mission. And individually and corporately, blessing our neighbors. So that theme continues, that we want to be blessing our neighbors and bringing them the good news of Jesus Christ. So that's a big goal. And when it comes to equipping, this past year, we've had some really significant equipping opportunities in that the series of messages that you brought us, the sermon messages on bless and the blessed practices. And in fact, when they were going on, there was a really well-attended Next Steps class that was facilitated by Tony Brubaker and Fred Williams, and which we went over the John and, I always forget, Dave and John Ferguson's book on Bless, and the cover of the book is up here. Also in May, we had Ashley and Heather Hollimans here. The Hollimans were here the whole day. They did the message, the worship time, next steps, and then we had that luncheon workshop time with them. And they brought to us the principles of living a sent life. And that really dovetails very well into the blessed practices. There's a lot of overlap between them. And it's interesting this week, I think Jen Yoder mentioned that she was reading the book of John, and that kind of inspired me to read the book of John. And I was in John chapter 20, verse 21, when Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And so it really kind of motivated me to look at their book on sent and kind of see how that works with the blessed practices. But one thing we want to do is encourage you to lean into those practices and engage in those blessed practices in your natural networks and pathways. And Fred put on the slide here what BLESS stand for, just as a review. And those are things that we'd like to hear. Like, what have you tried? Have you tried one or two of those practices? And how did your friend or your neighbor, how did they respond? And when we hear those stories, and we want to give you opportunity to share those stories. And so that's something that on the team we want to think about. How can we facilitate the sharing of stories? And we have some ideas on that, but we'll see how that rolls out. But I think we're all encouraged when we hear about people, when you share your story of something you've done with your friend, it encourages me to think about, well, that's something I could do with my friend. Mm-hmm. So those are the things that we really want to focus on, more of that people-to-people interaction.
Is there anything that we didn't cover that you'd like to say just about local mission team, or in the context of you guys being these lay ministry outreach ministry leaders? And really appreciate what you guys are doing. And I appreciate that whole encouragement to tell your story. It might be just a short story. I did this, or I prayed for this person, and this God did this, or whatever. Often it's the little snippets of what God's doing in our lives that we kind of go, well, that's kind of cool, but we don't share it with somebody else. And when we do, it's like, wow, God's doing some neat stuff. And cumulatively, it's almost like a mosaic that comes together. So I'd encourage you, if you have a story like that, use that Connect card, write that down, approach these guys after the service in the lobby, talk to them about that. We want to get that out. We want to incorporate them into services or updates during the week and that kind of thing. But I'm talking a lot. Is there anything else you wanted to talk about this morning,
I just should Shelley? Mention Go Sundays. We'll be facilitating the Go Sundays, and we'd really like to emphasize, again, giving opportunities for you guys, for our churchmates, to share what's going on in your mission or in your partnership or what you are doing. And in that, our next Go Sunday will be September 15th, and during that time, Mark Montaigne will share a really exciting, a new partnership that we are forming with Administer Justice and the establishment of Gospel Justice Center. And it's a really, we've heard a little bit about it, but it's a really exciting opportunity for our church to serve and also to reach out. I really am excited about Mark's passion for this and also for the leadership that he's offering in this area. And then Fred and I will continue to serve on the refugee welcoming team. And he's with our Kurdish family. He's going to talk a little bit about that. But we're hopeful and prayerful that we'll be able to have a second team and reach out and welcome another refugee family in the future.
Cool. There you go. She's a perfect lead-in. There's a reason you guys have been together for a couple of years. Yeah, good. So, Fred, I noticed that in the prayer update, and I appreciate you writing this and helping, you know, you were prompting us to pray for this Kurdish family that, you know, needed a home, needed a place to stay, and then help them find a home and are supporting them, but then it looks like the home's going to be sold out, maybe out from under them in some sense. You know, it's not like someone's being mean to them. And so I remember when you said to me, the first time you talked to me about it, you said, hey, maybe someone could just buy the home and then we could rent it to them. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wow, he's got a lot of faith. He's got a lot more faith than I do, you know. But I like that. I was encouraged by your faith. And I noticed that in the update, you had talked a little bit about this organization, Compound Impact, and that there's been some answers to prayer about this home. Big answers to prayer. Yeah. So can you share with us a little bit about Compound Impact and the answer to prayer in that area?
Yeah, I'd love to. Compound Impact was formed by two brothers in 2021, so it's a new organization. Mm-hmm. And it's Cody and Keelan Hobelman. Mm-hmm. They're from Maryland. And Cody professionally is a financial advisor, and his brother Keelan is a surgeon. And they have a real passion for providing affordable, financially sustainable housing for refugees. That's their focus. But before that, let me just give you a little bit of the background where you went there. The landlord of the house where our Kurdish refugee, when I say our, I do mean our in a corporate sense, MJMC's, mm-hmm. Kurdish family, not just ours, but it is our family together. The landlord needs to sell the property. He has some financial woes. And he and I have been in good communication over the past 6-8 months. And he needs to have it sold this year in 2024. So we started out by thinking what Pastor Joel just mentioned, maybe an individual could buy it, or corporately several persons could buy it and rent it. But we worked through all those scenarios, and we came to the conclusion that the best way forward was to use a faith-based nonprofit to purchase the home, to be the landlord, to be the manager of the property, and to rent it to our family and future families. Yeah, that pretty much covers that one, Joel.
Yeah. So you had a life cycle kind of thing mm-hmm. for families. I think it might be on maybe the next slide.
Yep.
So there you go. And when we looked at this life cycle wheel here, about how long does it take for a refugee family to become more independent once, you know, I mean, I know that varies, but mm-hmm. is there...
Yeah, what we're discovering, again, this is pretty much our first family that we have long-term, mm-hmm. Our Kurdish family. And many things we've learned, right? The size of the family depends on how long it's going to mm-hmm. take for them to be independent.
Yeah.
And we have a family of eight, a mom and dad and six kids. So it takes some time. Other factors include, you know, how long did they live in a UN refugee camp?
Mm-hmm.
Our family lived in Iraq for 9 years in a UN camp. That affects what's going to happen. Can they read or speak English? Are they good language learners or are they weak language learners? How much education or lack of education do they have? Mm-hmm. So there's a whole lot of factors that come into when a refugee family would actually gain or be independent. We view with our family, it's a 2-year process.
Mm-hmm.
We feel by this December, they will be quite independent. That's our goal mm-hmm. for them.
Okay, all right. And then I noticed in the slide, there's some things there about welcoming teams instead of just a welcoming team. Can you talk about that concept of having more than one team or whatever?
Yeah.
That kind of caught my eye as
yeah,
I was reading
yeah,
it.
Yeah, well. I'm glad. I know you're an English scholar, and when
yeah, I'm still trying to learn English myself.
When there's an S on the end, what do we have? We have a plurality. So yes, we are hoping for another team to start,
mm-hmm.
a refugee welcoming team. We'd love to see a second team. So if you are interested in that, talk to us after.
That's awesome.
We'll be in the lobby.
That's great. And tell us just a little bit about why the 134 North Broad Street home, like why that was selected, and just a little bit more about that and the purchase
right.
of that
Can
home.
We just, yeah, there we go. Yeah, this is the slide we need. 134 North Broad, this is the home where they live now currently. It is a wonderful location. It's all about location. With the six children, they can easy walk to Burroughs Elementary School, easy walk to Lincoln Middle School, easy walk to McCaskey High School. So all the children have a 3-4 block walk at most
wow.
to school. That's wonderful. There's no need for transportation to get the kids to and from school. So it really is about location. There's a pharmacy literally a half a block away, and it's a very safe neighborhood.
And this is where they have been living, so it would be
correct.
Great for them just to stay, and it has worked very well.
Correct.
For,
They've
for
been
them.
In this house now a year and a half.
Yeah.
And we would love to see that they've been through so much upheaval mm-hmm. in their lives that we would like this to be something mm-hmm. that adds stability.
Yeah. Well, let's get to the bottom line on the purchase of this place. How much do you want? No, I'm just joking. How much does it cost, and why so much cash outlay when purchasing a home like this? I know there's reasons for that.
Right. Well, today is the official kickoff of the fundraising for this project. And it's going to take, as you can see on the screen, from our side of things, $100,000 in cash to make this deal happen. One of the reasons it's that high is because of location. Another reason that it is so high is because of the low rental income. So our family can pay $1,400 a month in rent, which is below market rate and also below what it would take gotcha. To secure a normal mortgage. So there has to be a whole lot more cash up front mm-hmm. to make this deal happen. On compound impact side, it's $62,000. And I talked to Cody a few days back, and he tells me that they will be ready on their side, or should be ready, because they're on their fundraising right now also for this project, that they should be ready by October 1st. So we have approximately 60 days to see what God wants to do. Just to give you an update, we currently have commitments of $55,000 of the $100,000, so we have approximately $45,000 more to raise.
Okay. Well, if anybody wants to come out and write you a check today in the lobby, how do they do that?
Yeah, we would gladly. Hopefully you brought your check.
You never know. You've got a lot of faith.
We'll also
no, but if people want to talk to you today about that, they can approach you about that.
Sure,
right?
You can approach us in the lobby, and checks will be future checks will be made payable to Compound Impact,
okay,
which is a nonprofit faith-based organization. And by the way, you can go to compoundimpact.org, and you'll get excited about these guys. These guys love Jesus. Wait till you meet them in person. We're hoping to be able to get them here for you to meet them in person. These guys just ooze love for Jesus.
That's awesome.
And love for the refugee community.
Yeah.
I mean, they're great guys.
Yeah.
And what I also love about them is they're in their early 30s. So they really challenge me. As an old guy, they really challenge me. To be serious.
Yeah. And they've been vetted by, is it Everence? They've been vetted by them, which
Thank
is an organization that we partner with. And we're hearing a little bit more about Everence later this fall, too, when I'm talking about giving and generosity. And there's some pieces that Everence does that helps people with finances and stewardship. So
yes, I tried to skip over a lot of notes, but that is one thing that I missed. Yes, they have been. We met with Compound Impact. Thanks to Donna Keener, our team leader. Thank you, Donna. She brought us together and in early June. And since then, Everence has vetted Compound Impact, as well as Compound Impact's board has approved this project.
Awesome. Is there anything else you'd like to say about the team or project, about the things that you're
Well, you're I don't know if everybody knows who's on Team 1, and so if you're on Team 1, would you stand up? The refugee team? Well, of course, we have Donna Keener over here on in the back, Jane Hooley, Jim and Ruth Ann Nault, and Gloria and Tony Warm, and, of course, Shelley and I. So thanks, team. These guys have been great, by the way. When we first came together, we had no idea that we'd be able to work together. We really didn't even know each other. But it has been a wonderful experience. Each of us found our niche, our comfort zone, what we're good at and what we're not good at. And it has been a real pleasure working with you guys. So really greatly appreciate it.
Well, thank you. Thank you, guys. Thank you both. Thank you both. I'm going to ask for our search team members to come up and just stand across the front, for Jerry Keener to come up. He's going to give an update here in just a moment. But I'd just like the search team members that are here this morning just to come up across the front here. Keith Blank is on our team. He's a bishop. He was not able to be here this morning. Jerry is the chairman. And then Jen Yoder is serving. Kenzie Melhorn, Natalie Wagner, Mark Montaigne, and Josh McCullough are all serving on the team. So I'm just going to say a word of prayer. I know we prayed for them last week, but you can never pray enough for somebody. And then Jerry's going to give us an update on what's happening with the search team. Lord, I just pray over this whole process and this group of people as they interview, talk with, work with one another. Pray for Bishop Keith as he's part of this team too and gives good input to them. Bless them, guide them, give them insight, give them good questions, give them time to listen well to candidates and to one another, and just give them the gift of discernment as they look for a candidate who could come and be the leader, the pastoral leader of Mount Joy Mennonite Church. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Jerry, would you come and just give us an update?
Thank you, Pastor Joel. So I announced in June that we have completed the ministry description of the lead pastor role. and the congregational profile, so that's up and available for any possible candidates. We've also put a announcement on our website, so we've gotten a number of applications through that, through church, what's it called, church staff?
Staffing.
There, it's at the LMC website, and also on the Anabaptist Review, or Anabaptist, is that what it's called? Anabaptist World. So we've actually received about 6 or 7 inquiries, and there are a few that really look exciting to us. And I spent an hour or two with Joel earlier this past week going over all of those that we received so far, and we are in the process now of beginning a discernment process. So this is the time. This is the not do or die, but it's the time to really hone in and see who God is preparing for us. One of the candidates had actually connected with me last fall already and has stayed into the interest. In fact, this person's interest continues to grow, and our interest is also growing on this person. But it's not the only one that we're interested in. There's a number of others as well. So please pray. We are hoping to begin interviews next week. We have an invitation out to one candidate already. Josh and I will be taking a little trip this week to talk to another candidate. And so this is the time. And so we're really excited and trusting that God will lead us to the person that he has for us. So I think that's all I have to say, unless you think there's some other tidbit that I'm missing.
You put it well. Thank you, Jerry.
Okay.
Thanks for serving in this way. We appreciate it, and we're glad that you're back and that your travels went well. Some of you don't know this, but Jerry does travel back and forth to Vietnam and goes over there to do training with church leaders, and him and his wife had served over there for a number of years. But, you know, sometimes doing all that traveling and trying to get back here and do all this work, I was trying to lay off you a little bit.
Yeah, it gave me one day.
But it may not have felt like it, right? Is he back?
So I'm back a day, and I get this.
Is he back, Donna? 2 hours? Okay, he's got a nap? Okay, let me ask him 5 questions.
So I don't want to overwhelm you, but here's what we need to do.
So thank you so much for serving in that area and for giving good leadership to the team.
We continue to thank you for your service to this congregation. I think what you are helping us with is probably, I would say, is exceeding my expectations. Not that I didn't have high expectations, but really appreciate that. And Josh made a comment to me when we were meeting earlier this past week. He said, well, with what Joel is doing and being among us really sets the bar high for the next lead pastor. So, we just trust God to do what he wants us to do.
Thank you. Enjoy the word. Thanks, Jerry. Well, it's good to work with you, and we just want to take a moment to kind of seal this time together by singing a song together. I'm going to ask the worship team to come back up, and then I just have basically, real quickly, just a couple of opportunities for the fall, and then we'll release you to have some interaction time this morning and to talk. So we're going to sing this song this morning. I'm going to ask you just to stand to your feet. If we could sing this together as a prayer over what God has been doing and what he's going to continue to do through Mount Joy.